Welcome back, Green Bra. One of the
hey,
great
Bob.
Questioners of all time.
I had some time to catch up on the shows. And
yeah.
So I wanted to talk just a little bit about the lotus flower and the sacral chakra, because
okay.
Ion references the lotus flower. For people that don't know what he means by the lotus flower, that is a hermetic science reference. And that
yeah.
is actually the God point in your aura that's 24 inches above your crown chakra. And it's said that the more enlightened you are or the more that you come into your power, the more open the lotus flower becomes. So this can be captured on an aura camera. You can see the God point in your aura if you were to take a picture of your aura with the aura camera. And Ion said that the eye cell was in Bob's belly button. Well, that is the sacral chakra. You guys talked about the solar plexus, but it's not. It's sacral. And when he talks about the belly burning, that's the desire area in your body. That is the sacral chakra.
Okay, so that's true for you in your charting. Does this apply to everybody, what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. And back in the cash flow days, the tailgate days, I asked Ion specifically about the 12 chakras and does that have to do with coming into your power? And they said, yes, absolutely, it has to do with the 12 chakras. So once this transition is in full swing, we have 12 chakras, so we get our extra chakras as a result.
Okay, do you have other topics you want to refer to besides that one? Is that your main topic, or you have something
else? That's what I just wanted to interject all of that. And I want Brian Johnson to know that I'm going to post on the forum, I have a contact with a phone number that he can call and take those classes to get his sovereign
right.
filing done. He's going to have to pay for it. It's not cheap, Brian. It's not cheap.
Hey, he's got a job. He's got money. So let's ask Ion, what do you make of this 12-tracker thing that Greenbrow's talking about, Ion? What's your take on it?
Well, we think that both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton should have a drug test before the debate Wednesday night.
Okay, but now that's good. Now, chat, what about Greenbrow's statement about the 12 chakras?
She agreed with us. That's what we said. We agree with what she agreed. She agreed with us. So in her agreement of agreeing with us, she agreed that we agreed that we agreed. Then we don't change our words, but she agreed that our words were those same words and these words were those words. So those words together in total were agreeable. So we agreed that they were agreed. So if we're all agreed, then we agree. We mostly agree. We agree. As far as agreeing goes, we're for it. We're for agreeing. We agree.
And well, several weeks ago, Ion said that he's going to give us more about 12 chakras later. So he put that little, he inserted that little tidbit into that show.
Yeah, that's right. We got to wake up some of y'all's screwed up sales. Get that straightened out a little bit, and then you'll be better
Delicious.
Off.
Delicious.
So the chakra action affects the cells, Ion?
Do.
Okay, speaking of Donald Trump, we're curious, will his tax plan go into effect as it stands right now on his website?
No, it won't go quite like that. You'll never get that passed, but it's going to be close to that. He can run the margins, but see, that's the tax plan doesn't have anything to do with it. If he does this just right, he can say no taxes, that you don't have to have any taxes, because there's no money. It's a fiat currency. All there is drops. That's all the money there is. And Bob is so damn stingy, he's not going to turn that loose. So you're pretty much screwed on that, so don't worry about that. But here's what he can do. If he lets Bob bring all of his money back home, there won't be any need. It'll all be, the banks will be full of money. It won't be any problem. It'll be okay.
That's a good point, right. Ion.
That sounds good.
That March 2006, Mr. Snow and Al, whatever his name was, they fucked it up. It held my money over there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, Americans have been sweating it.
Poor Merrill Lynch.
mm-hmm.
What was his name? Snow? And who was the big guy? That, I forgot. Greenback.
Henry Paulson. Green, well, wait a minute. You're talking about Henry Paulson is who you're talking about, but you're talking about Ben Bernanke, the chair.
Right, but the guy before Snow was Al. He was there for 15 years. I can't remember his name. You know, Greenbrier or something. Greenback. Al Greenback. What was his? He said it's all nonsense. He had a phrase: the exuberance, irrational exuberance. That guy, Alan Friedman or Alan
Greenspan.
Greenspan. Alan Greenspan. Was it he who did that in March 2006, or did he leave for Europe in January 2006?
He left. He retired, got his gold watch on the 1st, and then on that Monday went to the European Union, working, runs the European Union now.
And that's 10 years ago. Is he still doing that?
Nah, he's too old now.
Hey, you know what, Greenbrier? In Berlin, Roxy sent me the photos. The Deutsche Bank, Ian says, is kaput. So they have signs all over Berlin and maybe the other parts of Germany saying this bank, this branch of Deutsche Bank is closing because we're moving. And they don't tell you where they're moving to. They're just claiming they're just shut. It's all over the city. All the branches are being shut down because they're moving. Now, isn't that what you told us, Ian? No Deutsche Bank?
Yeah, Deutsche Bank is in terrible trouble. Terrible trouble.
And that affects everybody, Greenbrot.
Eventually.
Well, how eventually is eventually, Ian? I guess it's already happened, right?
Now, yesterday, that's the whole LIBOR. Without Deutsche Bank, there's no LIBOR, so it's over.
And that's why Trump will win. Nobody wants to be in charge.
Well, now they've got to sell their U.S. business.
This other one, our stuff?
No, we don't talk about that, Bob. You can't talk about that, silly Bob. No,
I can't talk about that, Greenbrot. Okay, you got another question, Greenbrot?
I just thank you, Ian, for the message about my friend Todd that you gave me.
Okay, you're very welcome.
So the message that came through about Todd, I found it different because normally the messages that come from you are just for me.
Harsh.
But this time it was for somebody else.
You've opened up, but you've opened it up. You're no longer in a box. You heard our words and got out of the damn box. So good for you.
Mm-hmm. So will that be happening more frequently now?
Was it pleasurable for you?
Sure.
Okay.
I want to ask about the essential oil comment that you made a few weeks back. Someone asked you which essential oils would you recommend or something like that. And so you said a rare blend of rose oil. But I'm curious why you didn't say frankincense oil, since that's mentioned so many times in the Bible.
Well, we use frankincense in our RNA drop.
Okay, so
and
you weren't excluding that.
We have a tiny little bit of the very, very, very good rose oil that goes into the Renew.
And what's interesting about rose oil and frankincense is that it is the highest vibrational in frequency, rose and then frankincense in that order. So I found that to be pretty cool and consistent.
Yes.
I want to ask a question about my grandmother. She told a story, not to me, but to my older female cousins, about when she was a child in Pennsylvania, and she saw what she called, she didn't know any other words to describe it, a devil dog. And there were two instances where she saw the devil dog. One time it chased her to her house from school, she and her sister, and then another time she said it appeared, her siblings were there, her parents were there around their fireplace of their house, and her father threw a fire poker, and the story goes that the devil dog and the fire poker both disappeared at the same time. Is that a true story? Did that happen? Did the fire poker disappear?
It did.
Was it because of a gate? Is there a gate at that location?
There is.
So this would have been in the 1930s, maybe early or mid 1930s, and
it's
you
before
said
they
the
bought
portal.
The cabin.
So it was there the entire time.
Oh, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are gates always open?
No, they have to be. And then they had to be open. They're open now. All of them are open now. That's why you're losing
okay.
these planes, and people are losing their virginity to Donald Trump. And the pretty ones. Mm-hmm. He doesn't sleep with ugly women. He only sleeps with the pretty women. So that's good. That's good. But so yeah, their knees, all pretty women's legs open for Donald Trump because he's a star. So that just happens naturally.
Is that where my gifts came from? Was that line of the family?
No.
Is it in my DNA?
It was from it's your mother's grandmother's sister.
So it's still on my mother's side.
Be your great grandmother's sister. And you're the only one that got it. No one else did.
I wondered about that. Why?
Well, you
I'm
knew
just
it because
why
they
my
tried.
Mother
they
didn't
all
get
pretended
it.
They all. Well, she wouldn't have it. You know how she is, Pete's sake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Sure. Yeah.
She couldn't handle it. She couldn't handle it.
Well, and she never. It wasn't proper. It wasn't fitting. What are you doing? What do you mean? Are you going to be a weirdo? Well, not in my house.
Except for
right.
when I come to visit. Except for when I come
well,
to visit.
Okay.
Then she has
it's
to deal
story,
with it.
Your story, you can tell it. Yeah, you can tell it any way you want to, but you know what we mean.
Yeah, I do. All right, so the dining room chandelier, the one light bulb that flickers and drives me nuts, is that my dad?
Maybe.
That to me says sometimes it can be him. What about the light bulb in my daughter's bedroom? Is that my father?
Always. Always.
In that room?
Well, since the Third Dynasty.
Since the Third Dynasty. Yeah, because it didn't always do that. None of these light bulbs did any of this shit until he transitioned.
I know, but see, you amped all this shit up. You did all this with your little parlor crap. You're the one that got it amped up. So you run around here telling everybody how big your TT is. Well, guess what? They want to see your TT. Next thing you know, you play the fool, and the fool shows up. It's pretty fun. We're not fussing. We're just saying, this is your party, honey. And so the guests that are there are the ones you invited.
Well, that's true, but I can uninvite them just as well.
How very powerful of you.
Thank you. Is there anything else that you'd like me to know?
You're heavy on the information and you're light on the charismatic, adventuresome spirit side. The grits and gravy of where the rubber meets the road should be applied mm-hmm. science, not aperture science.
So have more fun with it.
Well, you've got to, or it's going to be a job.
I do enjoy it, though.
Well, till you don't.
I'm enjoying it now.
Okay, and you will till you don't.
I see what you're saying, though. I get it.
You ain't got the right one. You get the right one, we'll have a different conversation. You'll be calling Bob Toe up. That's all right. Ain't no trouble. It's be fun.
I think it was Eliza that asked this question. She was trying to ask, is her non-physical different than that which is Ion? And you said no, it's one and the same. But when you compare...
Correct.
Non-physical, that which is Ion has named itself Ion. That indicates a preference. You have a specific preference to teaching people power, how to come into your power. And that which is Abraham prefers the name Abraham and teaches people the law of attraction. So that to me says that there is preference.
That's the law of distraction. Yes.
The law of attraction is the law of distraction?
It's a distraction more than it attracts.
So wouldn't you agree that there is a difference? A slight difference?
Well, no, because the words that are said have to be heard to be noted as the same. So that's different, but it's the same. So the same words. See, Bob can hear something and Carolyn can hear something, and they both hear the, well, first of all, Bob won't hear. Carolyn will hear every single word and tell mm-hmm. him what they are three times, and then he'll go and take those words apart to see what they mean. Well, when he gets through, Carolyn's like, well, this is ridiculous because it's just the word that is the word, that is a word. That's not even what was said. I know, but when you get into the Quoker quadrant, that's what happens, and then you fall away. So if you want to compare the comparing, then the preference comes from the compassion of the speaker. And if that's true, then they don't matter. So you could be called, well, we are Ion, but people call us dog shit. Bob calls us bad, really bad things, but we make sure we keep him in ice cream money, so he's okay with that.
What is the name of my non-physical?
Pearl.
Does that name identify itself as female or not really? Feminine?
Well, it's kind of like Oda Mae Brown.
Oda Mae Brown, okay. Is Pearl many?
Several.
How many is Ion?
Well, you take a dodecahedron, and you take every angle in a dodecahedron, and each degree is us. So it's okay. A lot.
More than several.
A lot more than several, yeah.
Does that number keep multiplying? Does it keep evolving into more and more? Or does it stay the same?
Just as fractions are innumerable, so are angles of conductivity.
Is there anything else?
Lobos is alive.
Boast, B-O-A-S-T?
No. And we got this. Capital okay. L-O-B-O-S.
Thank you, Ion.
Happy days.
Happy.
Is that it, Greenbra? You're full?
Yep, I'm done. That was awesome.
All right, very good. So let's try. I know that
don't
you're main.
Don't be staying gone so long. And don't be taking them American jobs away from Americans. Let the Mexicans do the Mexican work. And don't be taking away the American jobs. And coffee don't fax worth a damn.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Yeah.
Okay, we mute Greenbra and we look for Jermaine. Is that you, Jermaine?
Yes, that's me.
Ha-ha. No, it was
hey,
that.
Ion.
No, it was that. Hey, honey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Fun stuff going on with the numb and tingly on the arms, on
good.
The hands and the feet and the legs.
Good.
But it started with the right hand. You told
always.
Me about the right hand.
Yes.
And I started swinging and stuff because I didn't care anymore because it just was annoying, all that tingliness for almost three weeks. But, of course, now that I talk to you and it was getting closer. Today I had nothing. It happened for 2 weeks, and now today it's completely gone. But was that part of the, like, an energy shift? Because it feels like energy and, like, power, like I'm charged up. on the legs, the feet, and the hands.
Well, in physics, energy is a property of objects which can be transferred to other objects or converted into different forms. The ability of the system to perform work is a common description, but it is misleading because energy is not necessarily available to do work.
Yeah, you're right. When I would touch people, they would feel it, and when I didn't want to feel the tingly, for example, I touched Jack, and I passed it on to him, and I was like, okay, good. Like, I didn't want to feel it, and then he started feeling it. So is that what you mean about
him? You got to watch him. Make sure he's naked when you do that, honey, because Lord have mercy.
Okay, I'll do it naked next time.
Yeah, it's good. And then what happens is he picks that up, but he's pretty good at that because he's just easy with it, just because he's good at this. Therefore, that's a good thing to do. That's a good thing to do.
To load it on him when I don't want it anymore.
You don't know that.
Well, it was so new to me that I wasn't sure what it was. So I was trying everything.
Vitality, vigor, life, animation, vivacity, spirit, enthusiasm.
It's all of that.
Vibrancy, spark, sparkle, effervescence, exuberance, buoyancy, springliness.
So all of that was happening while I was feeling the tingly and numbness?
Dude. But it wasn't numb. You were just over the sensory, the overload was what was numbing. It was actually very profoundly exhilarating.
Especially when I would try to go to sleep, it wouldn't let me go to sleep. And one night when I finally went to sleep, it took me somewhere else. So I figured it was part of that.
So does AMA scarves, darling. But don't worry about it.
Oh, you know what's happening with some AMA scarf stuff lately.
Yes, we do.
That's funny.
Too much fun.
That made me laugh. It was really funny. Okay, what can I do with the right hand? Back in 2010, you said not to swing it, but I've been swinging it now. It's okay to swing it and do whatever with it when I feel it.
Well, let's see. We told you specifically not to do something, and you did it anyway, and now you're asking if it's okay? That's interesting. How's that working for you?
I don't know, because I forgot. I did it just out of a reaction.
Okay.
And then
it's fine, but
I
you have to be careful.
Okay, I'll monitor that hand. It sometimes does whatever it wants. That's kind of the thing that I forget, and it starts doing that. And then after I catch myself, after I did it. So, okay, I get it now. And then December 15th, I was somewhere in another world, and these people were talking in a language, and I understood, and they were very surprised that I understood, because it sounded like Spanish, but I got December 15th from it. Can you tell me about December 15th?
Yeah. So, kinetic energy of an object is equal to half of the mass of the object times the speed of the object.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You gotta have to study physics and math, Jermaine. You're never gonna get anywhere now without that background. So, get
that
it. Sign up at the university. Get a night course.
1 kgms.
Just read Wikipedia stuff.
Yeah, well,
it's getting
worse now. We read out of Wikipedia. They accuse us out of Wikipedia. Then they can't find it in the computer. So we have to put it in the computer and send it to them because they're too damn lazy to even look it up on the Goober Snatcher. So they don't even look anymore. They make us do look, get it, read it, find it, and then send it to them so they can prove that we said it.
So, Jermaine, what's the topic here? I missed the topic. What prompted this kinetic energy definition? You said something about 15?
Donald Trump sleeps with only pretty women.
Yeah.
So, Jared, why did you say 15?
Because I went to another world, and these people gave me that date, December 15th. So, Ion, let's not take it as who cares about me. It's not personal. Is December 15th something that has to do with everything else, perhaps? maybe Donald yes. Trump or something, since you named him.
Yes.
December 15th, what does it have to do with Donald Trump and the rest of what's happening around us with the whole presidential or anything that has doesn't have to do with me? December 15th is the day.
No, Jermaine, let him answer.
It's the Byzantine general Belisarius defeated the Vandals, commanded by King Gelimer at the Battle of Ticonderoga. And the Sicilian Chancellor, Stephen de Perche, moves the royal court to Messina to prevent a rebellion.
See, it's all happening now, Jermaine. That's what I learned over in Paris.
And the English have colonized Connecticut.
Hey, Jermaine, this is a parallel
yeah.
example. A big influence on the election is the Duke of Bourbon. We're talking somebody, I don't know, 300 years ago. Very active, very involved. It's the battle of the timelines. So he's giving you a particular
yeah.
timeline.
And the patent office burned in Washington, D.C., and G.R. Kirchhoff describes chemical composition of the sun. And then the Battle of Nashville, Tennessee. And then the first reigning king visited the U.S. of Hawaii, received by President Grant. And
that's December 15th. That's not 1 year. That's not 1 year.
Alva, 1 day. Thomas
yeah,
Alva
not
Edison
different years.
Patents the phonograph today. And let's see. The Pushkin House is established in St. Petersburg to preserve the cultural heritage of Alexander Pushkin.
What about December 15th in relation to St. Germain?
Well, that's because the fascist national symbol elevated in Italy.
And that's related to Saint Germain, the fascist symbol in Italy?
Yes.
Anything else with December 15th?
John J. O'Connor, Cardinal, was ordained as a priest.
A priest from
Catholic Church.
The Vatican?
Uh-huh.
Is that the famous Cardinal O'Connor of New York in the 50s? If that
yes,
was his name?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, he had a TV show.
And the Netherlands Antilles becomes a co-equal part of the Kingdom of the Netherlands today. Oh, WRAL-TV Channel 5 in Raleigh, Durham, is CBS began broadcasting.
You said today. You switched from December 15th to...
It is December 15th today.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
And the Everly Brothers recorded Let It Be Me. Then JFK goes to Puerto Rico on the 15th. And then,
oh,
December 15th.
What did my grandpa do?
Four people in
December.
Peace.
What did Canada, my grandpa do December 15th?
Canada people adopt the maple leaf rag, and they start sleeping with each other today.
I remember that flag. That's about 1965. They got the
flag. We
red
said rag. We said rag.
Yeah, rag.
Not flag.
Rag.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 65 oh. that happens or 66? 67?
December the 15th.
No particular
and the
year.
Beatles released. And the Beatles
no particular year.
Christmas
I
time. It's Christmas just December 15th. Time. It's here again. Yeah. Yeah. The Silver Bay Bridge collapsed during the afternoon rush hour. 34 die.
Jermaine, Are you impressed with Ion reading from Wikipedia? Is this astounding, or what's the app? Now, is he going to counter saying he's not reading from it?
No, they can't find it.
Aha, they can't find what you're reading.
We'll have to send it to Bob's inbox to prove it. And then in the 15th, Spain reopens the border with Gibraltar.
New topic, Bob, on Wikipedia called December 15th of everything that that Ion said so far.
Ta-da! Arthur Ashe was
December
15th. The Great Sportsman of the Year. He played tennis.
Can you tell me about my grandpa, December 15th? And I'll add to.
He was buddies with Steven Spielberg with Schindler's List.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, he's the guy, the famous movie about the guy who saved people at the concentration camps in World War II.
Oh, and A Tune of Christmas opens at the Booth Theater for 20 performances.
You should shift to another topic, Jermaine. This is getting too heavy. Too meaningful.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. So, Ion, once you told me that if I use Bob's chart, that I would basically be the savior of fashion, and fashion would bring it into the next and it wouldn't die. So I wanted to check back on that. That if I still use Bob's chart, my industry will not fail. That's what you said.
That's correct.
Used it, and I've been using the chart, and I built my whole business model based on the chart and the size too, and all that. So I wanted to check with you on that, and I love that whole idea of the size too. I've all the sizes. I switched them to 2, to cube, to
good.
Everything.
Good. More color. You're getting in that damn Tom Ford black. Get some more color.
I'm so into color. I love it. I'll do that. And then I had one question about I watched John Strange and Mr. Norrell about everything that has to do with magic in England. And I really enjoyed it. And I had a few questions about the King of Raven. Is that something real, or was it just part of the story made up in that show?
It's real.
Will it have another season? Because it kind of left off with a lot of good information, and then there's nothing else.
Yeah, we don't know. It's up and down. Y'all come back and forth with that stuff.
It also said there was 36 revelations, and those 36 revelations were 36 worlds.
At least
36 revelations?
Mm-hmm.
How does it relate? 36 revelations relate to 36 worlds. Is it the same thing?
They interlink.
So they're not necessarily the same thing. Like one world is one
correct.
Relation, two world is
correct.
two revelation.
Correct. Good. That's correct.
And where do I find more information about all of that, since the show's not coming back?
Well, we'll have to talk to JJ and see if we can come up with something.
It wasn't JJ Abrams, but he would continue that.
It will be.
That would be so much fun.
Yum. You gotta watch Westworld.
Westworld?
Yes.
I just never found that Cartago stuff. If you want to be more specific, I know I've gone and I've been there and I saw it. My dad even confirmed it, and he said, yes, it was where my grandpa used to hide weapons. And I met Guillermo, and I talked to Guillermo, and then he just stopped talking to me. And I went like he stopped communication with me, so I don't know where else to go with it.
It's in his book.
The book.
In the magistrate.
Guillermo's book?
The lawyer.
I believe his mom living in the property, and that's why he doesn't
want
to help.
He said the lawyers. Listen, Jermaine. Jermaine, he said the lawyers. Find what he meant by that.
So it's already registered?
It is. They register it in the books.
Oh. So I don't need Guillermo anymore? I could just go to the book?
Yeah, you can just look up. It's, yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. I don't need Guillermo, and I can just go back to the books and then continue to search in the books?
Yeah.
Under what year? Because I went back to the 70s, and then I couldn't find anything. Is it a specific year?
It's way before the 70s.
Is it 60s or 50s?
After the war.
Civil War in Nicaragua?
Yes.
Right after it. Okay. Was it, Grandpa was the only one that had citizenship in Costa Rica, so he was able to put all of that under his name?
Yes, of course. He was a Chico.
Okay, I'll go back, and then I'll keep you posted on what's happening.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to give me? Anything we want to say about that?
Play some music, Bob. That'll tell her.
Oh, okay. I am, too. When I just missed the volcanoes when I left that last time in Costa Rica. Everything started erupting, and I made it back as soon as I left. It was erupted. Everything was shut down. And I remember you told us that you would wait till we weren't there for it to happen. So thank you.
Yes, and we had to, but you dragging around about made a mess.
Yeah, I knew it. It was funny. As soon as I left, the volcano erupted.
Yep.
So thank you. And then I'll keep you posted on Cartago still as I go back.
Excellent.
Okay, Jermaine, that was the Jonathan Strange and Mr. Norrell TV show, right?
Yes.
Did you finish, Jermaine? You have some more questions, Jermaine?
Brian? I'm done. I'm good. Thank you. I'm done.
Okay,
thank
Barbara.
You.
All right. Well, okay. Go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. So, Ion, if we live forever and there's no death, do we show up? Can we show up as appearing different, like shapeshift? Do we pass our consciousness into different bodies to continue?
No, you don't.
One question, Barbara. Just one. Don't go on.
Okay.
So what was your question there? What did he answer? I don't even know what his answer referred to.
He said, no, you don't. Okay, so like Saint Germain
would
say.
What, yeah, what don't we? What word of you, all the words you said, is he saying don't to?
Okay, Ion, are you saying...
Body. You don't go from body to body to body. Unless you're pretty and you're sleeping with Donald Trump. Then you can't.
How is it that one can look like they're 30 years old, but they're like, say, 1,000 years old?
Oil of Olay.
Okay, Ion, what about, like, Bob, if he was Ofa now, he changed his body, he's Bob Dobbs now, but there's no death, so can you explain
that's better
that?
Than being Bob, it's better than being Bob Carr.
Ion's really down on Bob Carr. That's a guy who worked with work here, but go back, do the question again, Barb.
Ion, I just want to really get a grasp on if we're eternal. I want to know how that works. Okay, just give an example with ones that are already...
Ask the Bob question again.
How is it that Bob is Bob Dobbs and not Ofa now?
Well, the same way you're a mom, and you're a sister, and you're a mother, and you're a granddaughter, and you're a wife, and you're Barbara, and you're Barb, and you're all these different things, same way.
But those are just roles. I mean, that's I'm still just one person.
So are names. That's right. You're still
hey,
one
Barb.
Person. That's right.
Those are roles, yeah. But they're in relation to people. You're not a grandmother to your grandmother, but you're a grandmother to your son's kids. So it involves your relationship with other people. Go at it that way. So my relationship to Ofenel is like that, grandmother to grandson.
Is it like that? I mean, is that what you're saying, Ion, is Bob's relationship to Ofenel? But you just said that's a different name. So is it still Bob? When you say it's Bob, is it his essence that is Ofenel, and it's his essence that is Bob Dobbs now?
We don't
that
even
eternal
know what
part.
Is.
Okay, I think of it as the non-physical part of us. What identifies us as us. Instead of being part of everyone, it seems to be there's an individual part of us that continues on and separate. Is that correct?
That's enough.
Ectoplasmic.
That's enough words.
It's ectoplasmic sludge.
Okay.
No, you got to ask what is ectoplasmic. You got to ask what is the it? What's ectoplasmic?
I'm trying not to use what, but is
ectoplasmic. No, you can use that. You can use it.
All right. What is ectoplasmic? What are you referring to?
The reference is ectoplasmic sludge.
The reference to essence?
Two.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Hey, Barb, listen to this. Your non-physical is not your essence. That's what fallen man creates. And so it would be called ectoplasmic sludge would be your essence. But your reality comes from your words, which comes before your body. That's the difference, right, Ion, from the essence?
Mostly.
Yeah, that's mostly correct what I said there, Barb.
Okay, so yeah, my reality comes from my words.
That's better than his average. Because average is the average, as far as averages go. The
yeah,
law
I'm
of
in the
averages
minors.
Are unlawful. He majors in the minors, mostly. But we do agree. We agree.
Okay.
You know, Barb, Ion is ectoplasmic sludge. It's becoming something different now because it's going into the physical, but as long as it was non-physical, the environment of heaven or the guff, it was basically what we swam into when we transitioned. Ectoplasmic sludge. It felt blissful. Correct, Ion? You like my word so far?
Well...
No. Let him answer. Would you like my word so far, Ion?
They're fine.
See, you just have to wait, Barb.
They're fine.
Well, is that kind of like the metaphorical ocean and we're just a drop that blends in with it?
Or the soap your mama should have swallowed?
If you're a little man, you require merging and losing yourself. You can't take the contrast of being a creator in the physical.
Oh,
so
perfect.
That's true.
Okay, so that's the difference. I mean, that's a defining difference between God and little man.
Well,
so
the
we
way
can
you
stay
define...
Our...
Well, how are we doing, Palmer?
Okay, so we can keep our individual, what we identify as ourselves, we can keep it separate from the rest of all the sludge?
Yeah, you wouldn't even go there.
Mostly.
That's called dying.
Mostly.
So, Ion, I saw this video. It was supposedly Snowden put it out. I'm not sure, but it's an alien video from 1961. It shows what seems to look like what we think of being an alien, and he's referred to as EBE3. And he said he's not an alien. He's from our future. And he came back to observe what happened. And what they knew was... What he said he knew was there's some sort of nuclear event. But he was asked a bunch of questions, and he said that there is no God, there's no death, no time, and that we experience all lives. Is that a true video, or was that a made-up video? Or, I mean, was this guy...
What's made up?
Hey, Barb, who's Snowden? Who's Snowden?
You know, I forgot his name, first name, but Snowden, the one that's in, went to Russia and he leaked all the...
He released an alien video?
Edward.
Yes, Edward Snowden.
Oh, he's gone nuts then. That's ridiculous. We know it's a made-up video. Why is he releasing that, ruining his cause?
I'm not saying it's made up. I'm just asking, okay, was that made from 1961, and was that a being from our future?
Yes.
A lot
so
of the things
that
he said...
So how's it a made-up video, Ian? Wait, you got to say, well, how's it a made-up
video? No,
video?
He didn't say it was a made-up video.
Yes, he did. I thought Ian said. You said it's a video reel, and he said, no, it's made up. Didn't you, Ian?
No.
Wait for it.
It is made up, but it's real.
Well, what's the phrase made up mean? Edited?
Redefined. It wasn't exact, and it wasn't original. So it was made
up. It's altered. It refers to a real fact, but what you see in the video has nothing to do with the real fact of its existence.
Correct.
Okay, and was that a real being from our future?
A version of it, yes.
A version
Barb, you
of
have to go
future.
From our future, and he says there's no time, then there's no future. So you have to, what's that about, that mistake?
Well, just from our perspective on whatever you want to call this.
That's the reason we said it that way, so it would pass.
What way did you say it, Ian? That it was made up? Is that what you're referring to?
We said the reference was appropriate. It just wasn't about the timed element.
It's about a being, but not from the future, is what you're saying, Ian.
Correct.
Because he said there's no time, and the being said there's no time either, but he said, talking to the interviewer from their perspective.
It's silly to say that when there's no time. Why in the world are you trying to announce that there's no time and say, well, just in the nick of time, I've come to tell you that there's no time. But just now, there's time to tell you. If I have if time permits, I'm going to explain that there's no time. That's the edited part, because it's like, this is stupid shit.
Okay, well, the interviewer was saying he was from a different planet, and he was saying, no, I'm not. I'm from Earth. He said, I'm from Earth. So was this being from Earth? Our Earth.
A version of our Earth, yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And who contacted it, Barb? Who contacted this alien? Russians?
No, it was American, it sounded like.
How did Snowden get access to the video?
I don't remember, but it was something that they hacked into. Maybe it was the military or something.
When was the video made, Ion?
68.
Okay. And then when he said we experience all lives, is there any accuracy to that?
How many eternities can you engage at once?
I'm not sure. All?
Neither are we. One. You can only experience one eternity at a time that we're aware of.
Are there more eternities than one?
Not that we're aware of.
But Barb, Ian has said there are several, many eternities.
Okay, Ian, then you just said that just one, so was that a misrepresentation of what you said before?
No.
What Bob's
relating to? The context is different than what Bob was talking about.
You mentioned Westworld. What were you...
Hey, talk about your eternity. Don't bring up any other topic. Stick with words about what the fuck he's talking about, that you're eternal and never came through your mother's vagina. Just stay on that. What does that mean?
Ion, if we're going to stay here, in these bodies.
Well, not everybody is, but a lot of people are.
Right, and then I think there's a difference because we're engaging you and we're taking the drops and we'll be staying here. So we'll,
that's right.
We'll, okay, will we be able to ship these bodies or will they just naturally, I don't know, stay young?
If you want
You're talking
to,
about
yeah.
abilities, Barb. Don't ask about abilities. Will we do this? Can we? Just define what it is that he's saying. What does it mean to be eternal?
Ion, can you explain what you mean by being eternal?
Yeah. On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, you'll have a new body. You'll have a new life.
So, it's like Jesus is still here, and he has a new body, a new life, and he gets, keeps, we're going to do the same thing. Is that what you're saying?
Ascend, yes.
But in eternity, we've already ascended. So what's the difference?
Well, that's the point. Okay. There is no difference to us.
Well, why do humans perceive a difference?
Because you separated yourself from your power.
How did we do that?
By putting it in a cardboard box.
How did we do that?
By proving that you're so much God that you could.
That's my fucking project. Everybody went for that, Barb. Let's make ourselves real stupid and show how much of a God we are, and we'll get ourselves out of the stupidity somehow.
Yeah.
Ion, is it more of a feeling?
May what? I ask something?
Now, just a second. No. Let's just get Barb is sticking on this. You can help her. We want to find out what these words refer to, Barb.
I was talking about the same thing. Because Ion said when you're eternal, you don't get. Yet they said it's a new body, it's a new life. So is it a feeling? It's not a physical thing. You're not going to go and shape into a new body. You feel it. You feel the ascension. You feel that you're dropping that.
What's a feeling? A feeling's nebulous. Or do you agree with Jermaine, Ion?
It's more than a feeling. Remember Boston, Bob?
What, me or the marathon murders?
The song.
More than the feeling, right. Yeah, gotcha. Back to you, Barb. What are you saying, Barb? Stick to it.
Ion, okay, so we're eternal and we're also in different worlds at the same time. If we're ascending in this world, are we ascending in all the other worlds as well?
Yes.
Can we interchange with those other, like, placeholders or our other selves? Can
you
we?
Do.
And those are infinite number of worlds?
Well, that's relative, but yeah.
Some of us are in more worlds than others, would you say that?
Sure. We feel like Kitty Carlisle or What's My Line.
I know. Is there anything else you want to say?
No, Barb. You know you don't understand it, so keep going with the topic. Stay on the topic. Come up with another way to question.
I don't know how much more you can dig because I get...
You know you haven't nutted yet. You know you're supposed to nut. You wanted to nut. You got in this to nut. You didn't nut yet. Why didn't you nut? It's your fault. You're supposed to nut. You get in here, you're supposed to be nutting, honey. What are you doing? I'm nutting, honey. That's what we're doing. I'm nutting. Just nutting. That's what you're supposed to be, a nut. So if you're not going to nut, you can't be nutting, honey. If you don't
okay.
Nut.
Well, all right. Some people would recall, talk about, like, reincarnation. That's not really real because, you've already said that's not happening. It doesn't happen.
How could that not be? If we have many different experiences, how could we not reincarnate? Ask that of Ion.
Okay, Ion, how can that be? How can we, if we have all these different experiences,
because,
like I was Deborah, Bob was Ophanal.
Those people are people. They're just known. You're a sister, a mother, brother, aunt, asshole, bitch. You're all those things together. Then what happens is you can't be all those things at the same time. Oh, but you can. You do, but that doesn't change you from a standpoint of, doesn't change you from a standpoint that makes you live one life, live one eternity, and then live another and another and another. Then you say, well, I just have 80 at the same time. Okay, that's great, but you can't even run the one you got, so how are you going to run 100 more?
Okay, so you say that, so then how can we be in those 80 or 100 or a million different lives if there's not some different part of us running that? Or different. How are we connected to those other worlds?
Running it. Well, you're not connected. That's the point. You're not connected to those other worlds. You go there, you come back from there. You are there. You are it there.
Okay.
You are there. It's like the way they laid it out in Fringe. How could two Ninas be in the same world at the same time and cross over? Well, they really can't, or they couldn't do it long. This is why they had to amber those worlds. It had the.
So are these other selves, okay, like in French, are they kind of like copies of us? Because it's not really us.
Not really
like
copies. Yes, it is really you. If I can take two cells of your body and make another you, yes, there are lots of yous.
Did somebody create that, or how does that come into existence?
You did.
Me as a god decided to do that?
Did.
And then in terms of like being these other roles, Deborah or, you know, whatever, different lifetimes, those lifetimes are happening right now also, since there's no time?
Only now.
It's everything.
Yep.
So it's all at once.
It's beyond once.
Okay, so... So Deborah's having her life or whatever right now, and even in my life, I could go back to my five-year-old self, and that's happening now. And maybe when I'm 120, that's happening right now also. Is that correct?
Because in eternity, there's no limitations. So 1 second of a five-year-old Barbara goes on and never stops.
There is limitation.
1 second
no
of
limitation.
Barbara.
No limitation is still a limitation, Bob.
I agree.
No.
There isn't even a Barb at 5 years old. So you're talking to a Barb who doesn't exist.
Well, then I don't exist now, then, you're saying.
Right. In eternity, you wouldn't have any categories. What's wrong with that statement, Ion?
I don't like that.
Nothing.
That's not right.
Nothing. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, go into why you don't like that statement, Barb.
Physics won't even sustain you on this planet right now. Your laws of physics won't sustain you right now.
Okay, well, yeah, you're saying, Bob, that we don't exist. You don't exist, I don't exist, so what's happening here?
In eternity, there's no demarcations. There's no place holdings.
Okay,
but from our perspective,
in experiencing this world and interacting with it, there are placeholders.
Just because you have a coffee table doesn't mean you have to have coffee.
Okay, but that doesn't mean the coffee table doesn't exist.
That's
a
good point, Barb. It does mean you can have coffee. Okay, so you win the point. You can have coffee, but you don't have to.
Okay, so...
So
you're
that
saying...
point where you don't exist, Barb, and then you say, but we do exist, stick with that. What is this perception that you are in a moment that seems to go on for 80 years versus that the moment never happened?
Okay, where do we get our perspective?
You get them from your biases.
And then when we change our bias and then we let go of, like, say...
No, that's
broader,
bullshit.
Where did your bias come from
is the next question, Barb.
Where
did your bias come from?
I think it comes
not
from
about what you can do.
Choices. Okay, where do our biases come from? Is it from the choices we make, the experiences we...
No, I don't say anything.
What you like, what you don't like, what you prefer, what you don't prefer, and even that changes. Bob used to eat only those damn puffs. Eat enough puffs to give you ass cancer. Now he doesn't eat puffs anymore. Then he went to Snicker bars. He doesn't even like Baby Ruth. He should like Baby Ruth. But then he got on Snicker bars, eating by the cases. And then all of a sudden he doesn't even like those anymore. Now it's Lapper's ice cream. So it's what it is.
So, Ion, from your perspective, do you see, like, all of my lives, all of everyone's lives?
Except for three.
And Ion, you would not call them lives, would you? Or would you call them lives?
No, we wouldn't call them lives. We were just using her word, so she'll understand. Because
yeah.
we have to, because OMG, what's the BFD? We still have to communicate, Bob. And Gareth and Keith are retired, so we don't have to talk right anymore.
Okay, and then when sometimes you refer to the audience being recorded, can you elaborate on that, what you're meaning?
Yeah, this show is live in front of a taped studio audience.
What do you mean by taped studio audience?
You are Memorex. You are Memorex.
Yeah, you're recording, Barb.
So we've already done
in
this
eternity,
before, is what you're saying?
In eternity, Barb, we're recording.
This is just a stint. This is just a steaded version. And when we did the sound check, that was live. It was a really great show, too. You learned a lot of stuff. Bob goaded you into doing some good stuff, and you kind of broke out of some of your biases that had you hung up for a long time. And you're going to be a better mother now because you're not going to be so damn stodgy and mean and hateful.
I've been much better.
We understand. There was nothing we could do. And we went over all that advice thoroughly. And we got you on the road to Wellville. And we got you, Dixie, right back where you're ready to step back in. For that 26, that's back to 27, 29, bouncing. It's okay. So everything will be all right. Getting ready to go to 100.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah, but don't be distracted by it. What does it mean to have this experience? That's eternal.
If you're pretty, you can have sex with Donald Trump. If you're not pretty, don't even ask him because he won't do it. He won't do it.
But you don't know if he would regard you as pretty, Barb, but so you can ask him and then understand why he rejects you if he does.
Well, but then that decide. Then if he rejects you, then you'll know then that he didn't see you as attractive. So that's good. Or if he goes retching or vomiting or running away or something, that'd be different. But don't be hurt, because there's still a career on the Clinton News Network. You can go 30 years later and talk about it like it happened yesterday. That's the best example of no time in the whole wide world is that. That's the best example. They're acting like an airplane. An airplane, when they call it, the lady gets up there and says, he groped me, he had it everywhere. The stewardess came by, and children all over the world go, what the hell is a stewardess? They're flight attendants. What the hell is a stewardess? No, it was the stewardess. The stewardess wouldn't come by. She just wouldn't come. There's a whole world that doesn't even know what a stewardess is. A steward is. They don't even know what it is. And so they're worried about saying pussy on TV, but they should be worrying about introducing stewardess again. And there you go.
Ian, does Clinton even want to be president at this point?
Who?
Clinton. Does Hillary Clinton
He's already been president one time. He's not going to be president again.
Hillary Clinton. Does she still want to be president?
She's never been president. She's never been
president. I know.
Does she want to be president, Ion?
Does she want to be president?
No.
She's running for it.
She's trying to pump up her AIDS drug pimping organization.
Clinton Foundation. By running. Doesn't matter whether she becomes president.
Yeah, she's pimping it. But here's what she's really doing. There are countries that will pay any amount of money to get HIV medicines. They'll pay like $30,000 a month per person. And so the Clinton Foundation says that they give money so other countries can get the drugs. Well, they're doing it, but they're getting paid in donations, these hundreds of millions of dollars, to provide the medicine to the rich people in those said countries so they can get the pharmaceuticals to give them philanthropically to these people who can't get them. So it's very exciting. But don't tell. Whatever you do, don't tell Bob. He'll put it on the blob.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell Bill Gates.
Oh, yeah, and he's paying for it. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
He's the Opinel of this decade.
Well, he's trying to give all of his money away to poor people, and Clinton says she's as poor as anybody. They just give it all to her. She'll be all right with it. No problem.
Don't get distracted, Barb. Don't get distracted with Clinton. You got enough. Go back to the eternity question.
Okay. Well, I think I've got...
No.
Pretty much.
I've been listening for years. I'm an expert on this shit, and I didn't get it yet. I might got a lot of stuff, but I want to get more. What, Barb?
Somebody else said that.
Somebody answered
anyway.
That.
Roxanne, could you woke me up? I want to ask something.
Okay, Roxy, go ahead.
Yes, in the gallery of Beauregard, under the portraits.
No, fix your mic, Hillary.
Hillary.
Can't make out what
Hillary.
You're saying.
Hillary, fix your mic. Right. Hillary, fix your mic.
Fix
Hillary.
The mic. Make it clear. Your Skype's broken. It'll be fixed next week. We'll all be able to understand you, but we got to put up with this stress here. Be
yes.
clear.
Stress.
In the gallery of Beauregard.
Yeah, in the gallery of Beauregard.
Above the fireplace, there is a sign that says these are the portraits of mortals and immortals. So do they mean
that's
immortals terrible. In the same way you do?
Vampires?
Yes, they do. No, vampires aren't immortals. They're
that's
eternals.
Your term for vampires traditionally is the immortals.
They're
the
eternals
are not vampires. Okay,
well,
so you're switching there. But we all know immortals meant vampires 5 years ago. Now you're saying it means eternal. Okay.
Yep, they've shifted.
So oh, that's pretty good, Rox. I remember that.
Yeah.
So they're are they saying, Rox, that the portraits, some of those 237 portraits were eternals? Is that what they were saying in that sign?
No, they say these are the immortals, the mortals, and the immortals.
They were mixed in the 237 portraits.
Yeah.
Ooh, they were miscegenated. Yeah.
Where are these portraits?
In the Beauregard Castle. It's one of the places we visit, and you can go on my Facebook or Roxy's and look at all the pictures. She put up hundreds of them already.
You have to look at the pictures because they're deducting this off the income taxes, and they have to prove they were on the trip. Make sure you look at it and log in that you look.
Thanks, Roxy, for reducing my taxes by posting the pictures to prove I was there. Excellent.
Yes, I think I have some receipts.